It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson, joined by Adam Smith, Adam Melia, and Jim Johnson to look ahead to the Premier League weekend. We're doing this on Thursday morning, so it feels very Thursday morning, just so you know about that. And also, Chelsea and Tottenham have obviously not played yet. So at the time that this comes out, you will know how they got on. We do not. So bear that in mind all the way through. But we've got a number of callers coming up for you as well. We've got Laura Kirk-Francis to talk about Arsenal, James Roach to talk about Bournemouth. Also as well, I've got Jay Motti to talk about the famous Manchester United, and in addition to that, I've also got Rich Ferraro to talk about Nottingham Forest, who are obviously making themselves famous one more time. But Laura, you say Arsenal, let's go.
I'm joined by Laura Kirk-Francis. Listen, I don't just want to do looking ahead to Everton, I want to talk about Madrid as well. I want to look back on Fulham. Saka obviously returning and looking in relatively fine fettle, early goal, and then from there, I think by the end of the match it looked a little like it was a football match for him. But it is worth saying, isn't it, Laura, that ultimately I think Arsenal's hopes in the Champions League will massively come down, at least as a feeling, to how much Saka can get on the pitch.
Yeah, 100%. And the lift in the stadium last night was huge. It was a bit... It's been a bit of a flat atmosphere for weeks, so I'm completely honest. Arsenal just seems to be really, really struggling to play any kind of creative football. So there's a really kind of like flat atmosphere. You can see Marino trying... but to have Saka back last night, and at the same time, you know, Martinelli lifted up his level last night as well. So, you know, it was a good practice run, let's say, but we need Saka desperately against Madrid, and particularly with the injury to Gabriel, it certainly put that game in a different light.
I want to talk about Martinelli. I'm fascinated by Martinelli. In 2020, Martinelli looked like about the hottest property one could hope for. Why do you think firstly, do you think it's fair if I say he's stagnated? And secondly, if you agree, why do you think he has stagnated?
No, I totally agree. It's one of those things where you're like, actually, is this the level that he operates at? And he just had a really good season 5 years ago. And he's kind of normalized it now. I think he's, to be honest, lost a bit of confidence, and just seems to be almost frantic, you know, trying to find the balance between obviously having a lot of pace, but also I think some quite poor decision making.